We're number one.
Jimmy is being a cheap ass. You know, I'm like, damn.
You heard it here first. Joe Rogan listens to our podcast first.
Right, we're the best. You know, they say people that cuss are morons. So I'm an honest motherfucker. Put the fish away, Reggie.
It don't even hurt to give birth anymore.
Not for me.
Nothing to it.
Okay.
Let's do it. Come on. I'm ready. I want to do it.
I wear a thong. I got one on right now. You want to see?
Jimmy and Geek. Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
That is a bunch of shit, if you ask me. That ain't even make no sense.
This is ridiculous. Now I got to get it up on here. All right. Got to get it to go. I got to connect it. This is going to take some editing this time, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
That sucks.
Yeah, the live's going to be horrible.
Yeah, I don't care about that as much. There we go. Boom. Be cool that we got both interviews separate, though. Be easy enough to deal with. All right. Boom, 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 boom. Connect, post details. Oh, I got to write something on here. Post details.
I think Jessica's here now.
Part two. Jessica said she was going to be late.
Oh.
She was dealing with some stuff.
I thought I heard her voice.
You might have. She might be here now.
That's an hour early.
Oh, she said she's going to be late. Then that's not her. If she's an hour early, yeah. She said she's going to be late. I think she has something going on. All right. Okay, we're back on now. We're good. You see us over there, Guido?
Nope.
Damn it, I should have got coffee while I was relaxing.
You wasted enough time.
Damn it, man.
I ain't getting this.
It should be there. It should be up. Should be happening, I would imagine. So we just had her in here. We were talking to her. You just got another job, huh, Brittany?
Yeah, working at Ted's Floor Coverings.
As a, what is that like? As
sales associate, but also like reception work.
So. Reception work, but you'll be selling too, though.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Do you get commission?
I do. I don't know the details of it yet because I'm still in training. I've only been there for 5-6 days so far. So.
What are you selling?
Floors.
Oh.
Ted's Floor Covering.
Oh.
And how'd you end up getting into that?
Actually, somebody just told me that he was looking for somebody, and I was like, oh, well, I could do something part-time, and somehow ended up being full-time, so here I am, stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Why is that?
Because I like bartending.
Oh.
You know, I already told you I didn't want to quit bartending. That's why I tried to drop down to one day a week.
That's a possibility, but one day is, it just depends on the day. You know, that's the problem. I have too many people like that. You know, like Mariah's only like 2 days a week. You know what I mean? There's so many of those. And it's, you know, and then now Haley wants 1 day a week. You know, like.
And everybody that got the 1 day wants the cream of the crop, right?
No, not particularly. No, Mariah does it. And Mariah knows I won't give them to her. So Mariah's thing is I made the deal with her. She can get every other. So 1 week I'll give it to Amanda. The next week I'll give it to Mariah. You know what I mean? Like, it's just how I've always done it with her.
You got other girls popping in and trying to.
Oh, he hired a new girl for 1 day a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see. Actually, I know Haley from going up to Maple. I've hung out with her outside of work too. She's pretty cool. I've even gone up and seen her at Doghouse.
Yeah, everybody loves her.
Mm-hmm. She's pretty cool.
I've wanted her here for a long time.
Yeah.
I've wanted her to come here for a very, very long time. I've asked her on multiple occasions, but she's always been afraid to come over here. So I think after she works here, she'll be.
I was listening to the podcast downstairs, actually, when you guys had Mariah up here, about the Amanda thing. And somebody told me that, too, when I first started. Oh, don't do it. His wife's going to fire you because you're pretty and blah, blah, blah. Like, what?
What?
And Amanda never gave me that vibe at all.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I don't even remember who told me, but there was people.
Amanda will fire you because you're pretty.
Seriously.
What the fuck? Where did that? People just make up shit. It has nothing to do with anything Amanda did or I did. It's just people just make up shit. It's just ridiculousness. There's no reason for that.
I know.
That doesn't make any sense. So, like, when you work there, what time do you get off over there?
5, except for Thursdays. I'll be there from 12 to 7. So every other day will be 10 to 5, and then Thursday, 12 to 7. I'll be rotating Saturdays with the other girl that works there, and they're closed on Sunday, so I'll have Sundays off. Spend time with the kids.
No, you got to work here, son. No.
Yeah.
No, I said I would work any day except for Thursday and Sunday here for that reason. Because if I'm going to be working a day a week here, then I would be leaving there and coming straight here.
But my biggest problem, though, with that is the 5 o'clock start. That's the problem, biggest problem, because I need 3 o'clock starts.
Yeah.
I have enough people that can start at 5 o'clock. It's the 3 o'clock that I have nobody to.
Well, maybe I can get him to budge, let me go at 3 o'clock.
Because that's what we need to do. We need to do, which I don't know how that's going to work exactly right now. I know, like, Daniela that just started, she can't do any 3 o'clocks except on a weekend.
Oh, yeah. She just told me yesterday she felt like she was screwed because she couldn't work the patio.
Yeah.
I like her. She's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah, she seems like a good worker. Yeah, for sure. I like her. And then this other girl, Megan, that's coming, I think she will be able to work pretty much any time, I think. I think she's going to be open availability. So that's a good one. No, she hasn't worked yet.
I did see her the day that she came in and got hired, but other than that, it was just hi and bye.
That's my buddy Johnny's daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
Oh, I met her that day.
Yeah, the one that was up here, yeah. Yeah, she seems like she, I think hers will be open. I think she'll be good, but she has no experience yet.
Oof.
None.
So we're going to be teaching people how to make Long Islands and
That kind of stuff. Yeah.
That's a fact.
I like that though. I don't like experienced bartenders.
What?
I hate experienced bartenders.
It's so hard to train. I mean, as a bartender training an inexperienced bartender, you literally have to start from scratch. They don't know.
So what? When you came here, was you an experienced bartender or no?
Yeah, I started bartending when I was 21. So
where at?
I started at Brown Bag that was in Lorraine. They're closed now, but then...
That was more of a restaurant, eh?
It was, but it was more of like a craft beer kind of bar. They had like fancy mojitos and stuff. But then I ended up at Harry Buffalo. That's where I got most of my background from bartending. Moved over to Bullfrogs. That's a huge bar, so that was a lot of running around and keeping up with things. So
yeah,
I just enjoy bartending. It's fun.
So why go and do the other thing?
I need something a little bit more stable with my kids. Like, if I'm supposed to be off at 5, I need to be off at 5. Because when I leave work, I do have other things that I have to go do when I leave work. Pick up the kids, get them home, cook them dinner. Whereas if I'm bartending every day, all of my shifts, I'm not leaving here until after 6. Still have to go pick the kids up. By the time I'm getting home and making dinner, it's already 8 o'clock. And that's my boys go to bed at 8:30. So I feel like I have, like, this much time to spend with them.
Okay, I see.
A little bit more stability.
I thought maybe your husband didn't like it, you bartending.
He's always said something about it, but I just told him I care about what he says, but I was a bartender when we got together.
Sounds like you really don't care what he says.
No, I love him dearly, and he's a great guy, but like I was a bartender when we got together. That was the thing. He'd come and hang out at the bar when I was working at Harry Buffalo. Like, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Well, Guido, whenever I told him, I said, I thought maybe it was your husband. Guido was like, she's married? He didn't even know. He had no clue.
Yeah, he comes up every once in a while.
Yeah, good dude. Seems like a real good guy.
Be with him. I've seen him. I ain't really met him, but
just
I
didn't know
was.
They were married.
Yeah, I just didn't know they were married.
Do you have a ring? Yeah, she's got a ring. You don't even look for rings, huh?
Not more, because them girls be lying and shit.
Half the time, the promise rings. You don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
They're just rings they put on so nobody hits on them.
Yeah, and if they see a guy they like, they take it off.
Oh, Lord. I've never seen a girl take a ring off because they've seen a guy that they like.
Uh-huh.
No, you've never seen that?
No. I've seen guys do it. I haven't seen girls do it.
You've seen a guy do that? You've actually seen a guy do that?
Well, you know what? There's those guys that come in here from Michigan.
Don't put no names out there.
Yeah, go ahead, put it out there.
I'm not saying no names.
Look at Jimmy talking about don't put no names out there.
I didn't say any names.
Hey, he puts posters up of people.
No. I would check. I mean, they would talk about, some of them would talk about their wife, some of them wouldn't, but like, that's just a normal thing. You're just looking to see if there's a ring on their finger. And then I heard the other one talking about the other one was married. And I was like, well, where's his ring? And the whole time their wives are somewhere else. They're not around here. So you're living in a different state or a different city. And while you're working away from home and you don't have your ring on.
I'm going to have to call some bullshit on here.
No, I've seen it.
I'm gonna call some bullshit.
But you've seen them take it off. I'm saying. Hold on a second.
I'm gonna call some bullshit here.
Okay.
I've asked her one time if she was married. She said no.
That's a long story.
Okay. She was in a mood that day, maybe.
No.
That's I am not lying.
Split up for a little bit. We did split up for a little bit.
But you were still married.
No, we never legally got married.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, so you're not married.
We had a whole wedding. It's a really confusing situation. I'm confused myself, and it's my own situation. We had our entire wedding. It just worked out better that we waited a little bit longer before we did, like, the actual legal marriage, because I had a huge shoulder surgery coming up, and he didn't want to affect my insurance at all. So we did that. We waited after my shoulder surgery. You know me. It's a woman's dream to get married. I was like, hey, I'm ready. Everything's done. And he was like, well, wait till after your physical therapy. And then we did that. Once it was done, it was like 6 months for all of my physical therapy and everything. Once it was all finished, I was like, okay, we can get married now. And he was like, I kind of just like things how they are. That was like the hugest disappointment in my life.
So that's why you guys were fighting?
Then some other things, but we did end up splitting up. And he went and he got his own place elsewhere. And we lived separate. But he's moved back in now. Now we are actually going to get married. And I just want to wait a couple months and see that everything sorts itself out.
So that ring?
This is actually the ring.
Actually fake right now.
But no, because I have my wedding band on over here. I got them both on. They're just not together because I'm not legally married. As soon as I got that last night.
But wait a minute. You're not supposed to wear the wedding band until you're never supposed to wear it, not have it on the wrong hand. You're just not supposed to wear it.
We're at the altar and actually, like, said our vow. Well, we didn't say our vows. We had somebody else say it because I don't like being put on the spot like that.
Like you are right now?
Yeah, no. I was like, let me grab my water because I've got anxiety now. Yeah, I'm going to need a shot after this one.
When I asked my wife to marry me, I did it on Christmas.
He did it December 23rd?
I did it Christmas morning. I had it in the stocking. But when I did the whole thing, I pulled down and she tried to look. The point I'm trying to get to is she tried to look inside the box to see what the other, and it was the wedding band actually. And I said, and I clicked it closed. Like it looks pretty dicky on the tape. When you watch the film, it does look dicky. Amanda's like, that was kind of rude, you know? I go, that's for later. And just like,
I fully did not expect him to ask me to marry him. We were together for a year. We had lived together. We moved in early together when we first got together. It just worked out for the both of us, that we got a place together. But he proposed to me down at the lights in Cleveland 2 days before Christmas. And I did not expect it. I just got off of work. My hair was crazy. I was still wearing my work clothes. Actually, that day I tried to avoid going to the Christmas lights. It was kind of yucky outside. I sat at work and I just let time go. I was like, I really don't want to go here. I don't want to go do this. And he was not taking no for an answer. So finally I went home. We gathered all the kids. And I was wondering, when we were on our way there, I was looking at him like, why are you so stressed out right now? What is going on? My friend showed up. She kept trying to show me something up in the background. She was like, let me take a picture of you guys so we get underneath this cute little arch. She's like, Brittany, look up there. And I'm looking. I was ignoring her at first. Like, no, hurry up. Take the damn picture. I want to move on. And then she said it like 5 times. Finally, I look up like, what the hell is she talking about? I'm cussing in the video that she took. Like, what the fuck is she talking about up here? And I turned back around. I was like, oh, shit. Fuck, this is real. Yep.
Yeah, my wife, I don't know how she didn't realize, her best friend stayed the night Christmas Eve. My mom's there, her dad's, everybody, nobody ever is there on Christmas Eve staying the night. You know what I mean? And she didn't grasp what was going on. You know what I mean? It didn't even dawn on her. She just thought, oh, this is great. Everybody's coming to hang out for Christmas.
How cute. Took her by surprise, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I had her convinced that that would never happen.
Can you imagine me asking a girl to marry me? I'd be like, yeah or no.
Whether
you want to
or not.
Yeah, you want to or not.
You wanna?
I'll be, might be so romantic. You want to marry me or not? No.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of people in this country that are married for convenience anyways that didn't go through the whole I fell in love thing. Right. They've been together a long time. They're like, well, it makes sense for insurance or it makes sense for this. And that happens. And that doesn't mean they don't love each other or nothing like that. It's just they had already been together so long and then just did it for that reason, you know, especially now, like all the gay people that are married. Because they, you know, they've been together for years. There wasn't a big...
Stop, you're going to upset them.
Why?
It's just how it goes.
No, I'm not. They've been together for years. There's no romance. You know, it's not like it's like something new to them or something. You know what I mean? They're just basically, you know, what do you call it? They're basically legalizing it or making it legit. Whatever. I don't know what you would call it. But yeah, they're just basically like legit.
Well, why would you say that?
Because it's just so easy to offend people these days.
Well, I'm actually specifically thinking of my gay mother who got married to a woman she's been with for a very long time after it was legally allowed. Yes, my mother's gay. I have a get out of jail free card with the gay community.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. My mom's gay. That doesn't matter. I could say whatever I want.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, she's married to a woman, yeah. But they were together forever, and actually, once they legalized to get married, they weren't going to do it. They weren't like my mom at first was like, "Yeah, I'm not doing that," you know. But I think that it just makes sense. I mean, when you, especially them, they have a home together. They, you know, I mean, they should have some protection with each other as far as buying things. You know, that's a big part of it. Like, you know, I mean, you own stuff, you build it together, you get it together, and then. If it's all in one person's name or something and they get divorced, you know, it just, you know. And right. So it kind of protects both parties, and especially when you get older and you got to worry about health issues and stuff like that. Yeah. But
well, I've seen like a lot of the younger gay people, like I mean, we all know quite a few gay people, but it was like once it was legalized that they could get married, it was such a happy moment for them that they jumped on it. Like, yeah, we can finally do
some people
so let's
did. Yeah,
go do it. Yeah. So.
Yeah, my mom wasn't one of those. When it first happened, she's like, "Yeah, I'm not doing it." Like, she just did that. Like, I don't know, but for whatever reason, changed her mind. You know, but yeah, she was. We were here, right? We were in the bar when she got married. I think I had the bar when she got married. I think.
Oh
it was
I'm sure you had the bar.
I think I did. Yeah. But okay, all right. Well, I'll let you get back to. The no customers downer.
Is there still nobody down there?
It's not really not. No. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Summer up. It's summer's turn.
Oh, summer's here? Thunder up. Yeah. What the hell?
Summer? Yes. Yeah. Oh, summer, if she'll come up. She's been up already.
St. Patty's Day stuff.
Yeah, so. She might. Yeah, she might. Yeah, you could send her up. That'd be cool.
We'll knock them all out today.
I would say send Jess up when she gets here, but it sounds like she's got some shit going on. Definitely sounds like she's got some shit going on.
Every other month, she gets.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to end this, and then we'll go back on again right after this with summer. So we'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back. All right? All right. If you enjoyed that podcast, please subscribe and share. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok to stay up to date with our videos and antics we got going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill. You can always stop in and see me, Jimmy, or Guido at the Madhouse Bar and Grill. We're located at the corner of Clinton Avenue, Northridge Road, and we got great food here and plenty of drinks, some pretty bartenders, and who knows, maybe you'll even end up on the podcast. See you there.